9:48.
Request of Michael O'Connor to address council regarding last Thursday on Alberta Street.
Good morning. Welcome.
So this is kind of a follow-up from the April 29th testimony, in which I formally introduced Artists United as a community development organization that has a primary focus on community events and beautification projects. And we formed the organization for the purpose of taking over the management of last Thursday on Alberta Street. I presented our executive summary and the outline for our stakeholder committee system, which is how we make decisions, which was endorsed by 56 organizations doing business within last Thursday's street closure. You know, the troubling part was the next day, the city of Portland made registration a requirement for event participants without having the legal authority to do so. This resulted in May 28th, the police department telling many artists that what they were doing was illegal, they weren't allowed to be there, and from our perspective, many of these people are exercising freedom of speech. I was told by Chad Stover that the City of Portland would be giving itself an event permit. You know, I looked for legal advice during that time period, and we did not quite feel that was appropriate for the situation. So I alerted City Council and the City Attorney. But it turned out that the City of Portland did not give themselves an event permit, which would have prevented us from getting an event permit. And moving forward, you know, there's a couple more documents in here. I did a community forum in which we sort of went through the dynamics of the conflict itself. I brought residents, businesses, and event participants together to talk about the issues. And so I was able to explain that dynamic to the stakeholder community. But basically, we have an approval process that is going to allow us to demonstrate what last Thursday's production plan has the approval of with the entire stakeholder community, which is the entire geographic area in last Thursday's impact area. So today, I actually wanted to see if the City of Portland could make a pledge to cover the expenses of police officer overtime for last Thursday's 2016 season if Artists United is able to acquire $50,000 in event sponsorships by April 29th, 2016, for last Thursday's 2016 season.
Well, we appreciate you being here, and we'll continue our discussion, but probably not here in this room, but obviously the city has invested a great deal in last Thursday and plans, as far as I'm concerned, plans to continue to, and we're still very interested in having a nonprofit ultimately take over this operation and take over this event. So we wish you Godspeed and good fortune in trying to organize people to scale up to the point that a nonprofit can take over the operation from the city. Mr. Stover has other things that we'd like him to be doing. Mm-hmm. So continue, please, to talk with him and talk with our office, because ultimately that's our goal, is to have a nonprofit take responsibility for this great community event. You know, as you know from this mm-hmm. summer, it was hugely successful, large crowds, very, very successful event. We obviously had one really serious public safety incident occur early in the year, which, you know, we're very concerned about any time it happens, anywhere it happens. But overall, I'd say last Thursday was great this summer, and that's certainly what I heard out there on the streets the nights that I were out there.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult for any organization to come in and manage this event if they do not first obtain approval from, you know, the business community, the residents, and, of course, the event participants themselves. And so getting everyone together to agree on a plan is really the very first step in any organization taking this on.
Right. Yes, indeed. Well, thank you. We look forward to working with you.